We're going to turn the service in just a second to Brother and Sister Blue. And I want to tell you something. Brother and Sister Blue are very gifted people, very talented people. Brother Blue is a great speaker. Sister Blue is a great singer and a great, I guess you could say, actress if you take in Little Mary. But that's not really what impresses me about them. What impresses me about them is they're real. They're genuine. They're for real. Some folks are one thing in church, or if they're in the ministry, they're one thing behind a pulpit, and they're something else somewhere else. But I want to tell you, Brother and Sister Blue are the real thing, and they have an excellent spirit. If you love Brother and Sister Blue, let's let them know it tonight as they come.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Hurst. And thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be at Camp Dove. Amen. How about everybody just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's worthy of our praise, isn't he? Wasn't that a beautiful song we just heard the choir sing? And we worship him because, amen, so many things to be thankful for. And right now, I'm really thankful to be back at Camp Dove. This is our 10th year, 10 years we've been coming and helping out in camp. I'm always surprised and shocked to be able to come back. It's an honor for us to be able to work with some of the best children's workers that we know of around the country. And that is Sister Debbie Maggard, Sister Ruth Maggard, and all of their families and helpers that work with children, not just at Camp Dove, but all through the year. So I'm looking forward to being with them this week. Now, I don't know if any of you noticed, but when I got here a while ago, I came into sanctuary. They had a great big boat set up across here. Now, it's over there in the corner, kind of took apart. But how many of you saw that big boat? Anybody? A few of you did. I'm wondering what that's all about. Sister Maggard's going to have a special class in here. What time, Sister Debbie? 1 o'clock. She has a special session in here. And it's going to be, well, something going on around that boat, okay, and the sail. And at first I thought maybe all of this blue background here, it was in honor of me, Brother Blue. And then I saw Brother Hurst with his blue shirt on. I said, boy, they're going all out for the blues. I wore blue just so you wouldn't forget my name. But turns out that this is going to be an ocean theme. 1 o'clock in the days. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. And then Sister Ruth has got a session in the mornings, right? And is it down there in that building where we had it last year? What's your theme this year? Route 66, so we'll be traveling on a journey, you know, like crossing, a scenic route, okay, the Route 66, the Bible, and I guarantee you that's going to be a lot of fun. And in the afternoons, we tell our Bible story, and our special helper, Little Mary, sometimes shows up. And how many of you are looking forward to having fun this week? All right. Everybody say fun. There's lots of great things to do at Camp Dove, and we're going to have lots of fun. But can I tell you that when we get here to the night services, let's worship God. Let's praise the Lord. Let's get into these altars and pray and seek Him, because that's the best fun of all, is to experience the joy of the Lord. Now, one other thing. This is kind of my little tradition here every year, so just so we can get acquainted. Now, you all know me. I'm Brother Mike Blue, and this is Sister LaDonna Blue, but we don't know all of you. So on the count of three, I want all of you to yell your name out, okay? Are you ready? You do know your names, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that doesn't know your name? Okay. Well, we'll have special prayer for you after a while, and we'll see if we can help you, okay? All right. On the count of three, let me hear your names. 1, 2, 3. All right, Sister LaDonna, did you get that? Okay, so we're all thoroughly acquainted, right? Now we're friends. One more thing. How many of you, this is your first time ever to be at Camp Dove? Whoa. Let's give them a warm Camp Dove welcome. We're really happy that you're here. So, amen. Have fun, but make sure that you take advantage of every opportunity to draw closer to the Lord Jesus while you're here. I'm going to have Sister LaDonna come and greet you and sing, and then if the Lord will help us, we're going to try to preach here in a few minutes.
Well, I'm glad to be back at Camp Dove. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to happen this week because I like having fun too. And I have lots of fun being in church too, being around these altars, praying with you all. I'm excited. And I have a little song that I've been singing this summer. And it's called I Want to Be Holy. It's been my theme song for this summer. And how many knows what it means to be holy? Yeah. You know, sometimes we think about holy, it means wearing holy clothes, clothes with holes in it, you know. Well, that's not what this song means. Doesn't mean you need to go around wearing holes in your jeans and holes in your clothes. But being holy is, I want to be holy like you, like God. God is pure. He's righteous. He's perfect. You know, and we're not pure and righteous and perfect. But with God's help, we can strive to be that. And so I want to sing this song. And if you know it, I want you to help me. And I may sing it more than once this week to teach it to you. But it goes like this. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Holy Spirit, purify me. Cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Holy Spirit, purify me. Cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you. Nothing less than holiness. Not my will but thine be done. Let our hearts become as one. Lord, I pray you'll see when you look at me. Nothing less than holiness. Nothing less than holiness. Not my will but thine be done. Let our hearts become as one. Lord, I pray you'll see when you look at me. Nothing less than holiness. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Holy Spirit, purify me. Cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you. Nothing less than holiness. Not my will but thine be done. Let our hearts become as one. Lord, I pray you'll see when you look at me. Nothing less than holiness. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you.
Praise God.
And amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight and you want to turn with me to the Old Testament, I'm going to read a scripture from a book in the Bible that you probably don't hear a lot of preaching from. Have any of you even heard? Let me put it this way. How many of you have heard of the book of Nahum? Nahum. All right. A few of you have. How many never heard of Nahum? Okay. But it is in the Bible. And I'm going to read you scripture from there. He's one of what we call the minor prophets. It's a little book. There's only 3 chapters. And it's after the book of Jonah, if you're looking in your Bible. Chapter 2. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel, for the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. I read both of those verses so that you could get a feel for the scriptural setting. But it's really verse 2 that I'm looking at tonight. The emptiers have emptied them out. Emptied out. That's what I want to preach to you about tonight. How many of you are going to help me out this evening? Huh? Going to stay with us? All right. You going to say amen? Amen? I hope so. Praise the Lord. Michael, I know you're working on this, but is it this one here? It sounds like it's got some feedback coming out of these monitors, but I don't know. All right, the emptiers have emptied them out. How many of you were here last year for camp? Wow, we got a good return crowd here this week. My, the Spirit of the Lord moved so wonderfully last year. We had some great services, powerful services. Many, I believe, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Some of you had received some great experiences from the Lord right up here praying around these altars. It was great. The Lord visited us and it was special. And if I was going to compare you to something, I would say that when you went home last year, you were like these bottles up here, full. The Lord had just poured His Spirit out on you, in you, the blessings of God. You had heard preaching, you had memorized scriptures, and all the sessions that you were in, you saw skits and sang songs, all kinds of religious songs, Christian songs, Bible verses, teaching, preaching. You went home filled with the blessings of God, and we were glad about that. But I have a feeling that there's some of you, and you don't have to raise your hand and you don't have to admit it, I have a feeling that some of you barely got home and the emptier went to work. And the emptier somehow poured out all of that you had received right here at Camp Dove. Emptied out. This is someone in this service tonight. It may not be related to Camp Dove. It may be that 6 months ago in your own church, wherever that is. How many of you are from Kentucky? Raise your hand if you're from Kentucky. How many of you are happy to be from Kentucky? Holler hallelujah or amen or something. Or all right. How many of you from Indiana? How many of you from Ohio? How many from Illinois? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, so me and Sister Blue, but regardless of where you're from, maybe 6 months ago you had a great revival at your home church. The Lord blessed not only the adults and the teenagers, but blessed you. Something wonderful happened in your life. But tonight, if you were really honest, there's something missing. This used to be you. You used to have the blessings of God. You used to have the presence of the Lord and a real experience with God. But something's happened. The emptiers have emptied you out. The Bible says here in the book of Nahum, the emptiers have emptied them out. They had a real enemy. And the enemy was going to do everything in his power. Not a spiritual enemy. A real army was going to come up against them. And when this army got done with Israel, their houses would be burned to the ground. Their buildings destroyed. Their lives would be turned upside down. Their lives would be emptied out. Well, can I tell you something tonight? We have an enemy too. He's a spiritual enemy. And he is doing everything in his power to keep us from being the people that God wants us to be. And so I think that he sometimes is like an emptier, emptying us out. This is you tonight. Empty. You know what? It strikes me that the two bottles that I chose to use for this tonight, this one is called Pure Life. It's Nestle brand, Pure Life, the Pure Life. This might make us think about the holy life that Sister Blue was singing about a few minutes ago. This might make us think about our relationship with God, the pure life, the Christian life, going to church, praying, reading our Bibles and serving God, and happy to live for Him, living different than the rest of the world is living, because we want to please God. We want to live a pure life. We don't want to cuss. We don't want to smoke. We don't want to drink. We don't want to be out there doing the sinful things that everybody else is doing, because we want to live a pure life. But the pure life of some of you has been emptied out. Where is your commitment to Christ and your commitment to God? Something's missing. This bottle over here, I happen to notice, it's Walgreens brand, but you know what they call it? Nice. This is the Nice brand water. This might speak to us about our attitudes. How many of you think it's good to be nice? How many of you want to be nice? We don't want to be mean. We don't want to be grouchy like Brother Maggard. We don't want to have a bad attitude. I mean, Brother Maggard said tonight that it's too hot to have a good attitude. He was just kind of joking, right? We all know that. We all love Brother Maggard, right? Everybody say, Brother Maggard, we love you. All right. But you know what? It should never get too hot to have a good attitude. We should always strive to be nice, to be kind, to have a good attitude. When I was pastoring years ago, we had a girl in our church that, you know, whenever we'd get the youth group together and we'd be talking about stuff we were going to do, and we'd get all excited and we'd say, well, we're going to go to camp, or we're going to have a fundraiser, or we're all going to get together and do this. And everybody say, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. Praise the Lord. They're all excited. And this one girl would say, huh, that's dumb. Somebody's nice bottle is empty. Huh? And you know what? Somehow or another, her bad attitude would affect everybody else. Somebody would say, oh, boy, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that is kind of dumb, right? And before you know it, it was like she poured water out on everybody else, or poked a hole in their bottle and drained them out. She was an emptier. The emptiers will empty you out, drain you of your positive attitude, drain you of your happiness and your joy. A friend of mine, preacher, he went into a restaurant the other day. He just told me this. He said he went into a restaurant and he was setting his tray down. It was one, I think, Golden Corral or something like that, where you walk through and you get your drink and you carry it over on the tray. And he set it down and he spilt his iced tea all over the place. And he said, oh my, wasn't that clumsy of me? He laughed a little bit and said, I should have paid better attention. Well, and then they come, he wiped this, and the waitress will help wipe it up and everything. And he goes up to the salad bar, and this guy that he's never seen before, doesn't know anything about, he comes up and he pokes his chest right out at him, and he gets right in his face, and he says, "That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. A grown man like you laughing about spilling your tea." Somebody's nice bottle is empty. Huh? What's happened? Why is it, how's it got to the point where you're so quick to get angry? You get mad at your brother, mad at your sister, mad at your friend, and then afterwards you don't even know, well, why you lost your temper. You kick things, hit the wall, you're mad at your mom and dad. You know what it is? Your nice bottle is empty. Something's missing in your life. It's not God's will for us to live our lives empty. I don't want you to be emptied out tonight. Let me tell you, the emptier will empty you out if he can. But it's not just the enemy that will empty you out. There are other things that empty you out. There's other things that rob us of our walk with the Lord, that distract us from our prayer and our Bible reading and going to church, and it empties us out. I call them just simply the entertainment emptiers. Entertainments can empty you out. You get so caught up in having fun, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, that you don't have time for the serious things of life, and you soon get emptied out. Emptied out by entertainments. Young people, last year some of you made commitments. You got in these altars and the Lord dealt with you about spending so much time watching those movies or listening to that music that you know is wrong and bad for you. It's got bad words. It's not Christian. It doesn't put anything in your bottle. It takes out from your bottle. Some of you, I believe that God dealt with you about some of the video games that you've been playing. And you know that as a Christian, all of that blood and guts and gore and all of that stuff on those games, it doesn't help you in your Christian walk. It drains you in a lot of ways. And I'm not against having fun. I'm just saying that if all we do is have fun, if all we do is play games, if all we do is seek entertainments, we're going to be empty of our spiritual blessings. There's events that can empty you out. Events. Not just the enemy, the devil, Satan. Not just entertainments. And I could preach a while about that. I see. Everywhere we go, just about everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got an iPhone. All the way even through church. See, people, you know, there they are scanning their screen and checking this and sending emails and text and all this. I'm telling you, we're living in a gadget society that's draining us of all of our spiritual blessings. But it's not just the entertainments, it's the events of life that sometimes drain us. It's a lot easier to live the Christian life when you're here at Camp Dove, where it's all Christian songs, where it's all quoting scriptures, and we have rules to live by, and we have a safe environment. Thank God we're safe here. Did you know we even have security guards that are around all the time? Brother Aaron and his helpers are keeping us safe. We've got a safe environment. It's a lot easier to live a Christian life when you're in an environment like this. But some of you went home and there were things that happened at home because your family's not Christian. Maybe a mom or a dad or an older brother or sister, and they started poking at you and making fun of you and making it hard for you to live the Christian life. Events can drain you. Maybe you moved recently and you had to move away from your friends, move to a new school. People made fun of you because you were the new kid on the block. It can discourage you. It really can. It can make you feel alone and afraid in this life. And if we don't trust in the Lord, it can soon empty us out and drain us of the blessings of God. I don't know what events have happened in your life. There's a possibility that some of you boys and girls here, you young people, maybe this year you lost somebody that you love very much. You had to go to the funeral. You've been at the hospital long hours, and it's very sad and discouraging to you. I want to tell you that God's aware that there are things in our life that empty us out, that drain us. They really do drain us. Last week, we were in Kids Crusade down in Savannah, Georgia, and a little boy come up to me after service, and he said, Brother Blue, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, sure. And we stepped over here to the side a little bit. He said, something really sad happened to me yesterday. I said, what is it? He said, my favorite horse, Ace, died. And he started crying. And then he told me, I said, well, tell me about Ace. And he told me that horse had been in her family for a long time, and he rode that horse a lot, and he really loved this horse. And you know what? It's sad when you lose a pet or somebody close or something close to you. God knows that things like that can drain us out. But listen, even with all of the events of our life, and even with all of the entertainments around about us, and even though we have an enemy that is doing everything he can to keep us from getting the blessings of God, it is not God's will for us to be empty tonight. He does not want you to be an empty bottle going through life, angry, mad, discouraged, disgruntled. He wants you to have something in you that's real and that's lasting. Amen. I believe that God wants to help us this week at camp. I was just wondering real quick, Brother Andrew Hurst. Andrew Hurst, would you help me real quick? Would you mind come on up here for just a second and just come right on up here? I want you to stand right there for a second. Now, I know, right here close, okay? I need you to help me. All right, now I know Andrew's a good guy, fine young man. He's been in other camps this summer already, at least one I know of, right? And preacher's kid, goes to church a lot. I believe Andrew, you know, has a real experience with God. But I'm just going to use him as an example here, okay? So maybe this is you, all right? Maybe it's you. Maybe you this is between you and God. But maybe I'll just let you represent all of the kids at Camp Dove, okay? All right? So this is you, all of you kids at Camp Dove, empty. I'm not saying that you all are empty. I'm not saying Andrew's empty. But what if you come to camp, you haven't been praying like you ought to, you haven't been feeling God like you once did, you haven't been in the altar seeking the Lord, you got empty. I mean empty. Everybody say empty. You need something from the Lord. You need something that'll refresh you and revive you. Let me tell you something. There are real emptiers out there. There's a lot of empty people all around about us. But it is not God's will for us to stay empty. So there's something else that I want to tell you tonight. Not only are the emptiers here, but the filler is here. Praise God. I want to tell you that you're in the right environment. Jesus wants to meet with you here in this youth camp. Jesus wants to fill you up. He wants to pour His blessing out upon you. How many of you would like to have a blessing from God like rain to come down upon us? It's not His will for us to be empty. He wants to pour His Spirit out on us. He wants to fill us with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Jesus Himself said, the thief, who's the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It's the devil that empties us out, but it's the Lord Jesus that fills us up. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that He wants us to have the joy and have the victory and to have happiness and to have a peace and to have the love of God in our heart. I'd love for us to have a blessing right here, amen, in this camp this week. How many of you want a refreshing that only comes from the Lord? Praise God. Amen. It might be a temptation for us to say, these old bottles now, they're not worth anything. We ought to just throw them away. But that's not what the Lord does. No, He says there's a young person. They've come to camp again. Let's give them another chance. I believe, amen, that the Lord would love to dip you right down in the blessings of God, even on this first night of camp, and refill you with the blessings of God. Oh, we need to go home with something real in our heart. Let God fill you up this week. Fill your mind with His word. Fill your heart, amen, with His love. Fill your soul with His spirit. Let's let God fill us up tonight, boys and girls. Let's let God have His way in these altars. What do you say? If that's what you want, then I want you to stand right now and put your hands in the air and close your eyes and say, Lord, fill me this week here at Camp Dove. Lord, fill me. Lord, refresh me. I don't want to be empty. I don't want to go to school and go home and even go to my home church just sitting on a pew, empty, all dried out. I want to have the blessing of God in my life. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your presence tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the promises and the assurance that You love us so much, that You desire the best for us. Lord, I pray tonight on this first night of camp that You would make us all hungry and thirsty for the blessings of God. Meet with us here in these altars, I pray, and we'll give You the praise for everything that is accomplished. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now listen. If you really want the blessings of God, the first thing you need to do is get empty of your sin. Get empty of your desires for the things of this world. And that means you need to tell God you're sorry for your sin. You need to ask Jesus, who died on the cross for you, to take your sins away. Empty yourself out of the world. Get the world out of you. And then ask God to fill you with His blessings. If you're not a Christian, why don't you give your life to Jesus tonight here at camp? Ask God to forgive you of your sins. And ask Jesus to be your Savior right here, the first night at camp. If you want to live a good life, a pure life, and you want to have a nice life, I mean to have kindness and joy and peace, you know, the things we've already talked about, then ask God to help you tonight, because He's the only one that can. And for the rest of you that are already Christians, but you feel like something's missing and you need more, you know what to do, right? You know to come to this altar and not be distracted by what everybody else is doing, and come and ask Jesus to bless you again, to help you again, and to fill you again. Come on, children. We'll be a little crowded for the first night, but that's okay. Come on up here and find a place where you can kneel down right up close here. You can kneel over there at the steps. Kneel at these front pews if you'd like.
He will fill your heart today to overflow.
And let's have some moms and dads come and pray.
Bring your vessels, not a few.
Thanks, Andrew.
Come
on, children. Press on in. I know you've been driving today. You've come a long ways. The filler is here. The filler, Jesus, He's here. He wants to help you tonight.